Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of Trinidad and Tobago, a journey through time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 9, Labor Movements and Social Change. The sugar fields and cocoa estates of Trinidad and Tobago were fertile ground not only for crops, but for the seeds of revolution. As the 20th century dawned, the people of these islands began to rise, demanding dignity, justice, and a fair share of the wealth their labor produced. The roots of discontent. The plantation economy, which had dominated Trinidad and Tobago for centuries, was built on the backs of workers, first enslaved, then indentured, and later wage laborers. Despite their vital role, laborers were often subjected to grueling conditions, low wages, and poor living standards. The colonial administration, controlled by the British elite and wealthy landowners, showed little regard for the plight of the working class. As the global economy shifted in the early 20th century, Trinidad and Tobago faced economic instability. The collapse of sugar prices and fluctuations in the cocoa market led to widespread unemployment and financial hardship. For the working population, these challenges were compounded by systemic inequality and racial discrimination. The emergence of labor leaders. In the 1930s, amidst growing unrest, a new generation of labor leaders emerged to challenge the status quo. Among them, Tubal Uriah Buzz Butler stood out as a charismatic and fearless advocate for workers' rights. Born in Grenada but raised in Trinidad, Butler became a symbol of defiance against colonial oppression. Butler's fiery speeches and relentless activism galvanized the working class, particularly oilfield workers in southern Trinidad. He called for fair wages, better working conditions, and greater political representation for the island's African and Indian populations. His movement inspired a wave of strikes and protests that shook the colonial administration to its core. The 1937 labor riots. The defining moment of the labor movement came in 1937, when a series of strikes and protests erupted into full-scale riots. The oil fields of Fizabad became the epicenter of the unrest, as workers demanded higher wages and an end to exploitation. Colonial authorities responded with force, deploying police and military units to suppress the protests. Clashes between workers and law enforcement resulted in deaths and injuries, but the movement refused to be silenced. The riots exposed the deep social and economic inequalities in Trinidad and Tobago, forcing the British government to take notice. In the aftermath of the riots, the Moyne Commission was established to investigate the causes of unrest across the British Caribbean. While the commission acknowledged the need for reforms, its recommendations were slow to materialize, leaving the workers' demands largely unmet. The role of women in the labor movement. Women played a crucial yet often overlooked role in the labor movement. Figures like Elma Francois, a tireless activist and organizer, brought attention to issues affecting working-class women, including low wages and poor living conditions. Francois, a member of the Negro Welfare Cultural and Social Association, emphasized the importance of education and solidarity in achieving social justice. In the marketplaces, female vendors known as higglers also became vocal advocates for change. Their protests against unfair trade practices and taxation highlighted the intersection of labor rights and gender equality. The birth of trade unions. The labor unrest of the 1930s paved the way for the formalization of trade unions in Trinidad and Tobago. Organizations like the Oilfields Workers Trade Union, OWTU, and the All Trinidad Sugar Estates and Factory Workers Union provided a unified voice for laborers, advocating for better wages, safer working conditions, and legal protections. These unions became powerful forces for change, not only in the workplace, but also in the political arena. Leaders like Adrian Cola Rienzi, a lawyer and activist of Indian descent, bridged the gap between African and Indian workers, emphasizing unity in the fight for justice. Social and political change. The labor movement catalyzed broader social and political changes in Trinidad and Tobago. The demands for economic justice were intertwined with calls for greater political representation and self-governance. By the mid-20th century, labor leaders were playing prominent roles in the push for constitutional reform and independence. The People's National Movement, PNM, founded by Eric Williams in 1956, emerged as a political force rooted in the principles of social justice and national pride. Williams, a historian and intellectual, built on the foundations laid by labor activists, leading Trinidad and Tobago toward independence in 1962. The legacy of the labor movement. The labor movement left an indelible mark on Trinidad and Tobago. It gave voice to the marginalized, challenged systemic injustice, and laid the groundwork for the nation's eventual independence. The struggles of workers like those in the oil fields of Fizabad and the sugar estates of Koroni became symbols of resilience and solidarity. Beyond economic gains, the labor movement fostered a sense of national identity. It brought together people of diverse backgrounds, African, Indian, Chinese, and European, united by a common cause. This spirit of unity would prove vital in the years to come, as the nation navigated the challenges of self-governance and modernization. Continuing the fight. While the labor movement achieved significant victories, the fight for justice and equality did not end with independence. Issues such as income inequality, unemployment, and workers' rights remain central to the nation's social and political discourse. The legacy of leaders like Butler and Francois serves as a reminder of the power of collective action and the importance of standing up against oppression. As Trinidad and Tobago moved forward, the lessons of the labor movement remained a guiding force, inspiring new generations to continue the struggle for a fairer and more just society. Chapter 10: March Toward Independence. The winds of change swept through Trinidad and Tobago, carrying with them the hopes and aspirations of a people yearning to shape their own destiny. The march toward independence was not only a political struggle, but a profound cultural and social transformation. The seeds of nationalism. The early 20th century saw the gradual rise of a nationalist consciousness in Trinidad and Tobago. The labor movements of the 1930s and 1940s laid the foundation for political awakening, as workers and activists began to demand not only better wages and working conditions, but also greater representation in governance. The advent of World War II brought new challenges and opportunities. Trinidad, strategically located near the Panama Canal, became a vital base for Allied forces. The construction of American military bases on the islands introduced new economic activity, but also heightened awareness of global struggles for freedom and democracy. These ideas resonated deeply among the people of Trinidad and Tobago, inspiring a growing desire for self-determination. The role of education and media. Education played a crucial role in shaping the independence movement. Schools, many established by religious organizations, became breeding grounds for critical thinking and political awareness. Eric Williams, a brilliant historian and educator, emerged as a leading figure during this time. His groundbreaking book, Capitalism and Slavery, challenged traditional narratives and illuminated the economic exploitation of the Caribbean under colonial rule. The rise of local media further fueled the nationalist spirit. Newspapers, radio programs, and public lectures became platforms for intellectuals and activists to debate ideas and rally support for self-governance. Through these channels, the people of Trinidad and Tobago began to envision a future free from colonial domination. The rise of political parties. The push for independence gained momentum with the formation of political parties that represented the aspirations of the people. In 1956, Eric Williams founded the People's National Movement, PNM, a party that prioritized economic development, education, and national pride. Williams, known for his charisma and intellect, quickly became a unifying figure in the independence movement. The PNM was not alone in the political arena. Other parties, such as the Democratic Labor Party, DLP, and the Workers and Farmers Party, offered alternative visions for the nation's future. While these parties often clashed ideologically, their presence underscored the growing political maturity of the islands. Federation and disillusionment. Trinidad and Tobago's path to independence was shaped by the broader context of Caribbean regionalism. In 1958, the islands joined the West Indies Federation, a political union of British Caribbean territories. The federation was envisioned as a step toward collective independence, with member states pooling resources and governance. However, the federation was plagued by internal divisions and conflicting interests. Trinidad and Tobago, one of the wealthier territories, often clashed with smaller islands over economic policies and political representation. By 1962, the federation collapsed, leaving member states to pursue independence individually. For Trinidad and Tobago, the dissolution of the Federation was both a disappointment and an opportunity. It marked the end of regional unity, but also paved the way for the islands to chart their own course. The independence movement. The final push for independence gained traction in the early 1960s, as public sentiment increasingly favored self-rule. Under Eric Williams' leadership, the PNM negotiated with the British government for full independence. These discussions were marked by careful diplomacy, as Williams sought to ensure a smooth transition of power while safeguarding the island's economic and political stability. On August 31, 1962, Trinidad and Tobago officially gained independence from Britain. The day was celebrated with a mixture of joy and solemnity, as the nation reflected on its long struggle for freedom. The red, white, and black national flag was raised for the first time, symbolizing unity, strength, and courage. Building a nation. Independence was not the end of the journey, but the beginning of a new chapter. The challenges of building a nation loomed large. Trinidad and Tobago had to navigate issues of economic development, racial and ethnic tensions, and the legacy of colonialism. Eric Williams, as the first prime minister, championed education as the cornerstone of national progress. He famously declared, "The future of our nation is in your school bags," emphasizing the importance of equipping the next generation with the knowledge and skills needed to shape their country. The government also prioritized industrialization and diversification of the economy, reducing reliance on sugar and cocoa. The discovery of oil and natural gas provided a new avenue for economic growth, though it also brought challenges in managing wealth distribution and environmental impact. Cultural identity and unity. Independence brought with it a renewed focus on cultural identity. The people of Trinidad and Tobago embraced their multicultural heritage, celebrating the contributions of African, Indian, European, Chinese, and indigenous communities. Festivals like Carnival, Diwali, and Eid al-Fitr became symbols of unity and diversity, reflecting the spirit of the nation. The arts also flourished, with calypso, steelpan, and literature serving as powerful expressions of the Trinidadian and Tobagonian experience. Artists and writers such as V.S. Naipaul and Derek Walcott gained international acclaim, showcasing the richness of the island's culture. The challenges ahead. While independence was a momentous achievement, it did not resolve all of Trinidad and Tobago's issues. Economic inequality, racial divisions, and political corruption posed ongoing challenges. The government faced the delicate task of balancing modernization with the preservation of cultural traditions. Despite these hurdles, the people of Trinidad and Tobago remained resilient. Their history of overcoming adversity and forging unity provided a strong foundation for navigating the complexities of nationhood. Legacy of independence. The independence of Trinidad and Tobago was more than a political milestone. It was a testament to the power of collective action and the unyielding spirit of its people. It marked the culmination of centuries of struggle and the beginning of a journey toward self-reliance and self-determination. As the red, white, and black flag waved proudly in the Caribbean breeze, it carried with it the hopes of a nation determined to build a future worthy of its past. Chapter 11, Black Power Movement, The Fight for Equality. In the streets, the echoes of drums became the heartbeat of a movement. Across Trinidad and Tobago, voices rose to demand dignity, justice, and identity. A cry for empowerment that reverberated far beyond the Caribbean shores. The global context. The Black Power movement in Trinidad and Tobago emerged during a period of global social and political upheaval. Across the world, the 1960s and 1970s were marked by anti-colonial struggles, civil rights activism, and demands for systemic change. From the civil rights movement in the United States to anti-apartheid efforts in South Africa, a wave of black consciousness swept across continents, challenging oppression and inspiring solidarity. In the Caribbean, the legacy of colonialism and slavery continued to shape social and economic structures. In Trinidad and Tobago, independence in 1962 had not immediately resolved deep-seated inequalities. Wealth and power remained concentrated among elites, while the working class, predominantly of African and Indian descent, faced poverty and limited opportunities. The roots of the Black Power movement. By the late 1960s, discontent was simmering in Trinidad and Tobago. The nation's young people, influenced by global movements and frustrated by the slow pace of progress, began to question the structures of power that perpetuated inequality. Universities, particularly the University of the West Indies, became hotbeds of activism, where students discussed ideas of Black pride, self-determination, and economic justice. Organizations like the National Joint Action Committee, NJAC, led by figures such as Macandal Daga, became central to the movement. NJAC emphasized the importance of Black empowerment, cultural pride, and solidarity among oppressed peoples. Inspired by figures like Malcolm X and Kwame Nkrumah, activists in Trinidad and Tobago sought to reclaim their identity and demand systemic change. The 1970 Uprising. The Black Power movement reached its zenith in 1970 as protests and demonstrations swept across Trinidad and Tobago. The spark came in February, when students at the University of the West Indies organized a march in solidarity with the civil rights struggles in Canada. The protest quickly evolved into a broader call for social and economic justice in Trinidad and Tobago. Protesters marched through Port of Spain, carrying slogans that called for Black unity, economic reform, and an end to foreign control of the economy. Banks and businesses, many owned by foreign or white elites, became symbols of the economic disparity that fueled the movement's anger. The government, led by Prime Minister Eric Williams, initially dismissed the protests but soon realized the growing intensity of the movement. When strikes and demonstrations disrupted daily life, Williams declared a state of emergency, arresting key leaders, including Macandal Daga. The Army Mutiny. The unrest took a dramatic turn in April 1970, when elements of the Trinidad and Tobago Defense Force mutinied in support of the movement. Disillusioned by systemic inequality and inspired by the protesters, a group of soldiers seized a military barracks and demanded the resignation of the government. The mutiny was short-lived as loyalist forces regained control, but it underscored the depth of dissatisfaction within the ranks of the nation's institutions. The incident shook the government and highlighted the growing divide between the ruling elite and the broader population. Government response. Prime Minister Eric Williams, recognizing the legitimacy of many grievances, took steps to address the concerns raised by the movement. He delivered a series of speeches, including the famous Shagwaramas Declaration, in which he promised reforms to promote economic justice, greater representation, and the localization of foreign-owned businesses. The government also implemented policies to nationalize key industries, including banking and oil, and established programs aimed at empowering marginalized communities. While these efforts were significant, they were met with skepticism by activists who saw them as too little, too late. Cultural awakening. The Black Power movement was not only a political and economic struggle, but also a cultural revolution. Across Trinidad and Tobago, people embraced Afro-Caribbean heritage, rejecting the Eurocentric ideals that had long dominated society. Hairstyles like the Afro became symbols of pride, and traditional African-inspired clothing gained popularity. Music played a central role in the movement, with Calypso and Steelpan carrying messages of empowerment and resistance. Artists like Brother Valentino and Black Stalin used their music to articulate the struggles and aspirations of the people, ensuring that the movement's spirit resonated across generations. Impact on society. The Black Power movement had a profound and lasting impact on Trinidad and Tobago. It shifted the national conversation about race, class, and identity, forcing the country to confront the legacies of colonialism and inequality. While the movement did not achieve all of its goals, it left an indelible mark on the nation's consciousness. The movement also inspired broader Caribbean solidarity. Activists in Jamaica, Guyana, and other nations drew lessons from Trinidad and Tobago's experience, building their own struggles for justice and empowerment. The challenges of unity. One of the movement's significant challenges was navigating the complexities of a multicultural society. While the movement initially emphasized solidarity between African and Indian communities, tensions occasionally arose, fueled by historical divides and competing interests. Activists worked to bridge these gaps, but the struggle for unity remained an ongoing challenge. Legacy of the Black Power Movement. The Black Power Movement remains a pivotal chapter in Trinidad and Tobago's history. It reminded the nation of the power of collective action and the importance of cultural pride and self-determination. The movement's leaders, many of whom faced persecution and imprisonment, became symbols of courage and resilience. As Trinidad and Tobago continued to evolve, the lessons of the Black Power movement served as a guide for future struggles. The fight for equality, justice, and representation though unfinished, found its foundation in the sacrifices and triumphs of 1970. A nation transformed. The Black Power movement transformed Trinidad and Tobago, not just politically but socially and culturally. It awakened a sense of pride and agency among its people, proving that change was possible when the voices of the oppressed were united and determined. The echoes of the movement continue to resonate, reminding the nation that the fight for justice is a journey, not a destination. A journey that began in the streets of Port of Spain and lives on in the hearts of its people. Chapter 12, Energy Boom, Oil and Gas Transformations. Beneath the fertile lands of Trinidad and Tobago lay hidden wealth, oil and natural gas. As the Twin Island nation harnessed its energy resources, it found itself on a path of unprecedented growth and profound challenges. The discovery of oil. The discovery of oil in Trinidad dates back to the 19th century, with the first commercial drilling taking place in 1908 at Aripiro. By the early 20th century, Trinidad had established itself as a significant oil producer in the Caribbean, exporting crude to fuel the global economy. The industry's growth gained momentum during World War I, as the demand for oil surged, marking the beginning of an era that would shape the nation's destiny. The role of colonial powers. During the colonial era, the oil industry was dominated by foreign companies, particularly British and American firms. These corporations reaped substantial profits, while the wealth generated from Trinidad's oil fields rarely benefited the local population. The infrastructure for exploration, drilling, and refining was designed to serve the needs of global markets, leaving little consideration for the development of the local economy. For the workers in the oil fields, conditions were harsh. Long hours, low wages, and poor living standards were the norm, fueling discontent and laying the groundwork for labor movements that would later challenge the industry's exploitative practices. The energy boom. The mid-20th century saw Trinidad and Tobago's oil industry reach new heights. Following World War II, the global demand for energy skyrocketed, and Trinidad's oil reserves became a critical asset. By the 1960s, the country was one of the leading oil producers in the Caribbean, and revenues from the industry played a central role in funding national development. In the 1970s, the discovery of significant natural gas reserves further transformed the energy landscape. With its abundant natural resources, Trinidad and Tobago became a hub for energy production, attracting foreign investment and technological innovation. Nationalization and local control. As Trinidad and Tobago gained independence in 1962, the government began to assert greater control over its energy resources. In 1974, under the leadership of Prime Minister Eric Williams, the government established the Petroleum Company of Trinidad and Tobago, PetroTrin, to oversee the exploration, production, and refining of oil. This marked a turning point in the nation's energy policy, as local stakeholders gained a larger share of the profits. The state also invested in the development of a liquefied natural gas, LNG, industry, positioning Trinidad and Tobago as a global leader in LNG exports. The establishment of the National Gas Company, NGC, in 1975 further consolidated state control over the natural gas sector, ensuring that revenues were directed toward national development. Economic impact. The energy boom brought significant economic benefits to Trinidad and Tobago. Revenues from oil and gas funded infrastructure projects, education, and social programs, improving the quality of life for many citizens. The government's investment in industrialization also created jobs and diversified the economy, reducing reliance on traditional agriculture. Port of Spain transformed into a bustling financial hub, and the nation's per capita income rose steadily, positioning Trinidad and Tobago as one of the wealthiest countries in the Caribbean. The energy sector became the backbone of the economy, accounting for a significant share of GDP and exports. Environmental and social challenges. While the energy boom brought prosperity, it also came with challenges. The rapid expansion of the oil and gas industry had significant environmental consequences, including deforestation, pollution, and habitat destruction. Oil spills and gas flaring became common issues, raising concerns about the long-term sustainability of the industry. Socially, the wealth generated by the energy sector was not evenly distributed. Economic disparities persisted, with rural and underprivileged communities often excluded from the benefits of development. The reliance on oil and gas also created vulnerabilities, as fluctuations in global energy prices directly impacted the nation's economy, energy, and culture. The oil and gas industry also left its mark on Trinidad and Tobago's culture. The development of company towns like Point Fortin and Palo Seco fostered unique community identities, with their own traditions and social dynamics. The industry influenced local music, art, and literature, as workers shared their experiences and stories through creative expression. The transition to sustainability. As the 21st century unfolded, Trinidad and Tobago faced the challenge of transitioning to a more sustainable energy future. Recognizing the finite nature of fossil fuels and the global shift toward renewable energy, the government began exploring alternative energy sources, including solar and wind power. Efforts to reduce carbon emissions and promote energy efficiency also gained traction, reflecting the nation's commitment to addressing climate change. Initiatives such as the Green Fund and the establishment of environmental regulations aim to balance economic growth with ecological responsibility. The legacy of the energy boom. The oil and gas industry transformed Trinidad and Tobago, shaping its economy, society, and global identity. The energy boom brought unprecedented prosperity, but it also highlighted the complexities of managing natural resources in a way that benefits all citizens. Today, Trinidad and Tobago stands as a leader in the Caribbean energy sector, with a legacy of innovation and resilience. The story of its oil and gas industry is a testament to the nation's ability to harness its resources while navigating the challenges of modernization.